All right, moving on to item number 14 is discussion only. Presentation by David Smith of the USGS, an update on the Highlands groundwater investigation. Topics will include status of current monitoring network, water level changes observed in 2023 and 2024, etc. You have the floor.
Thank you. David Smith with the USGS for the record. Good morning, commissioners. And thank you. Let's see here. All right. Can everybody see the presentation? Kind of on the way here. But this presentation is a summary of what we've observed in the Virginia City Highlands from 2023 to 2024. And just a little bit of background on why we're collecting this data. In 2017, through looking at groundwater level data that we had available, approximately two wells in the Highlands, and then looking at state records for wells that were deepened or replaced, we noticed that there were some groundwater level declines in the Highlands. In October of 2018, we started a program with Story County to begin to understand that problem, looking specifically at adding monitoring of domestic wells in the Virginia City Highlands and seeing, you know, what are the trends of the water levels in those wells through time. So this is an ongoing project. And in 2023, we extended monitoring for a period of 5 years. So this presentation today is related to that extension, where we were asked every year to come up and present kind of what we're seeing for conditions in the Highlands and how things have changed. This is really important when you consider big precipitation years like we had in 2023 and how that water infiltrates into the aquifers and then becomes recharged through time. So the original project, where we have a report that's coming out this year, that was extended for 2 years. In 2022, it was extended because of the exceptional drought that we were observing. And then, of course, in 2023, the exceptional winter that we had for much above precipitation. So the reports of that project are going to be published this year. The next time I present, I will be presenting that data. So in July of 2023, USGS and Story County entered into this new five-year agreement. And currently in the network, we have about 63 wells. Most of those are measured quarterly. Some of those are annually, depending on the amount of change that we see in those wells. So to begin with, let's start with domestic well status. So what are we seeing for the number of wells that are going in the Highlands, so being drilled? What are we seeing for wells that are being replaced or deepened in the Highlands? So I present to you a map here on the right, where the teal colors are new wells or wells that have been installed in the Highlands. And then the red wells are wells that have been replaced. And then the red wells with the dot have been deepened. So this is just some kind of general indication on where we're seeing problems with wells. You'll notice that there are some clusters in some general areas where we see those, particularly in the 1 acre parcels, but there are some even in the 40 acres and in the 10 acre parcels in the Highlands as well. Four wells that have been deepened or replaced. Right now, there are about 728 wells in the Highlands, and this number is kind of an estimate due to delayed reporting on when wells go in with the county assessor and then also with the state database. So we're about at 730 wells. Of those, about 16% have been deepened or replaced through time. So this blue graph represents, or this blue line represents new wells drilled in the Highlands, and then the red line represents wells that were deepened or replaced, potentially indicating water level declines, but that's not always the exception. Sometimes there are wells that have inherent issues with collapsing in the Highlands. We've seen some of that with earthquakes. So not necessarily all of those wells that have been replaced are associated with water level declines. So for domestic wells, when have they been deepened or replaced through time? So for this graph, on the y-axis, I have the count of number of domestic wells that have been deepened or replaced. So as we're trickling along through time and development, considering development in the Highlands, you know, there weren't that many homes in the 1980s and have continued to grow similar to this graph from what we've seen from the 1980s to the current day. But in the time frame of when domestic wells have been replaced, most of those were replaced around the year 2000. And in fact, last year in 2024, in 2023, there were about two wells. And then this year so far, there's only been one well that's been deepened or replaced through the state records. So I mentioned precipitation a couple of times, and overall, what are we seeing for precipitation? So this black line represents the average amount of precipitation in the Highlands. This is from a point a little bit higher up. So depending on where you're at, there could be a big variance in the amount of precipitation that you get. But overall, the amount of change that we're seeing, like much above normal, below normal, would be fairly consistent for different sites. We want to draw your attention to the 2 years that we have for the past, 2024 being 9.8 inches. The average is roughly about 16.3. So that's below normal. Whereas 2023, is approximately almost 25 inches of precipitation, much above normal. So we'll consider this when looking at the water level changes that we see through time. We see this pulse of precipitation recharge happening in groundwater wells throughout the highlands. Also looking at correlation in terms of when drought is occurring and when wells are being replaced. So here's that same graph that I presented with wells being deepened or replaced. And you'll notice pretty big correlation with wells being deepened and replaced with the drought in the early 2000s. And then also the 2015-2016 period, there was a little tick up. And then, you know, 2017 was a very wet year, 2023 and 2019. So we expect to see potentially less wells being deepened or replaced during that time. It's not like we walk through just some of the data and what we're seeing with the highlands. We'll start kind of higher up in the highlands on Geiger grade and work our way down towards the Virginia City Virginia City Highlands Fire Station. So in this one on Highland Road, what we've seen through time, most of these wells we started monitoring them in 2018. Sometimes there's an older period of record on when the well was drilled, but most of the recent data that we have begins in 2018. It'd be nice to have a longer period of record, but you know, this is what we had. But for this well in particular, you know, what we've seen through time is a general increase. I've mentioned, you know, paying attention to those pulses. We see 2019 was an above normal water year for precipitation. In 2023, you can see that corresponding pulse and recharge and increase in water levels in this well in particular. And this will be very common in most of the wells that I'll be showing today as we move further down into the highlands. But one thing I did want to draw attention to is look at the scale. So here we've got the total depth to water in this one in particular is right around 166 feet to water. But the annual change that we're seeing is right around maybe a foot or two through time. That is a good indication of storage in the aquifer. So if there's more storage, you would see less change with those pulses through time. As we move further down into the highlands in the 1 acre parcels, this is another well that we started monitoring in 2018. We can see those same sort of pulses, but we look at the magnitude of change. So for this graph, and for some of you back here, it'll be a little hard to see, but the y-axis goes from 255 to 270 feet. And so the change that we saw from the 2023 winter was roughly a 20-foot increase. For this well in particular, you know, we were observing this decline and then this monster increase happened after 2023. But another thing to consider is how deep the well is. For this well, it's 358 feet below land surface. So roughly, you know, 100 foot of head potential or space for that water level to decline is something to consider for these wells as well. Moving on further down, we see the same pulse in a lot of the system. Where we don't see this pulse indicates potentially an area where there may be a problem. Wondering why that recharge signal isn't hitting the water table and becoming recharge. Perhaps that groundwater flow path is just longer. And I'll say just maybe a year longer for that water to get there. Potentially they might not ever get there. So those are some of the things that we're monitoring with this network through time. Another one, so this is a house in Cartwright where over time, so we have a good record that the homeowner kept for water levels collected prior to our project. And so with this, we know that when the well was originally drilled, it was about 75 feet, 60 feet to water. And through time, we've seen a 200-foot decline in the water level in this well in particular. But since we've been monitoring since about 2018, looking at the trends in precipitation, things are fairly stabilized, and we do see the pulse from the 2023 winter increasing almost about 60 feet in this well. But again, that 60-foot increase is a relationship to the amount of storage, so potentially less water available at a well like this. So now, if we take all this data together and produce a map for water level change, so I mentioned 2018 is the period when we originally started collecting a lot of this data. We can look at the change that we've seen in the network through time. This has changed a lot. I presented this a couple different times up here. I believe when I first started the project, most of the wells were declining. Then it became about half were increasing, half were decreasing. Currently, of our 63 wells, 51 are increasing from 2018, and then 12 wells are declining. The range, I've got red and blue dots. So the red dot represents a decline of 135 feet to minus 25 feet. So the trend is going down at those sites that are red, and pink sites are minus 25 to 5 feet. White indicates generally not that much change, about 5 feet of change from minus five to positive five. Then the lighter blue colors represent increasing water levels. The darkest blue representing 25 to 78 feet. So again, in this period with higher precipitation, where we're seeing more increases in water levels is associated with areas that don't have as much storage as other areas where we're not seeing that much change at these sites. Now, the hydrograph I present here represents Pinyon Park in the Virginia City Highlands. So this park is a nice area where it's not a well that's actively being pumped. And so this signature is fairly stable through time. But again, we're seeing that pulse from 2019 declines with below normal precipitation, and then 2023, same thing. So overall, the record, you know, is fairly stable at this site. And it's just interesting to consider these changes that we're observing in the network with these above normal precipitation events. So for our planned work, our next measurements will be in September of 2024. We're going to complete our peer review of our report, and Story County will have the opportunity to look at that report as a courtesy review. Like I said, the next time I'll be here will be to present the findings to the commissioners, and then we'll also present this information in the Virginia City Highlands at the Community Center. I'm located there after the report is published. We do get a lot of questions from people interested in moving into the Highlands on groundwater conditions. And so it's really nice to be able to point them to different resources that we have available online. Like this presentation will be available through time too. I do have an open request. If there are people who know of any problems or wells that are going dry, you know, we'd love to hear about it, and we'll try to measure it if we can. So to get in contact with us, the details are on this side. So you're welcome to email me. This PowerPoint presentation will be available online. So these resources will be available to you. You're welcome to use the QR code if you want to look at some of the data right now. And then the last slide I have is just overall how to access some of our data. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but know that this information is available. And if you'd like to access the data, you can always reach out if you're having problems. So with that, I'd like to open it to any questions you all might have. And thank you for the opportunity to present this data.
Wonderful. Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure to have you up here. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for David?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman.
Hi, David. Thanks so much for the update. As I look at this, it appears to me that 2018 was the year after a significant precipitation event, and 2024 is the year after a significant precipitation event. I know maybe that's not empirical, but it seems like we've completed a cycle, if you will, or have a starting point that's fairly representative, and we're back to that point. Is that a kind of a correct understanding of what we're looking at here?
Yeah, I think we've been very fortunate to have the period of record that we have for the study to see how much the above normal and below normal precipitation events, like when does recharge occur, is the question that we're interested in. And we'll be able to answer that with the data that we have. But yes, it is good to start with a period that's about the same, and then also to have extreme drought in the conditions. So the period of record that we have is valuable, to say the least.
Very good. Thank you. I don't know if this is within the scope of your study, but I know that water delivery has become a pretty significant impact within this area, somewhere in the range of 60 residences receiving water delivery. I don't know if there's a way to correlate that with what we're seeing with the number of customers that they are serving, representing less water being pulled out of the ground, and how that may correlate to the data that you're seeing. But I just thought I'd mention it. I don't know.
Yeah. So the number is 60 currently?
Somewhere in that range, I believe, between 60 and 65. And it's not It's not all because of water levels dropping. A lot of times it's a decision that's made based on water quality.
Yes.
And it's actually cheaper to have water delivered than it is to treat.
Yeah. So since 2018, you know, we've had this request that if folks are, if their well is going dry or they're having problems, reach out to us. You know, we'll come measure it if we can, and have. There's been very few individuals who have come forward with wells that represent that sort of case. Currently in the network, we don't have any wells where water is being delivered. We are open to that, but I understand that we also represent government and concerns with that. But the data that we collect is public to everyone, and it's to monitor our groundwater resources in the community. So again, you know, happy to collect that data, but it just hasn't been represented in the network because we're relying on volunteers to participate in this study.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't have any questions for you, David. Is there anybody in the courtroom or on Zoom that has any questions for David? All right. Just to cover, David, in your report, you have the well depths for all the wells on there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the wells that are having to be redrilled, are those particularly shallow wells or deeper wells?
I would tend to say shallower, but there's always, I feel like in the Highlands, with what we've seen for data, there's always an exception.
Yeah.
And just depending on where you look. But I don't always know the reason as to why those wells are being redrilled.
Sure.
So, they tend to be shallower wells.
Fair enough. Again, thank you for that update. It's always a pleasure having you here. Look forward to seeing you out in the Highlands.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you all.
Have a great day.